Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today we're going to talk about the CPI numbers and what just happened with the Fed and what this looks like for the market and the economy as a whole for the next, I'm going to say, 3 to 5 years. Man, I don't know if you guys saw the numbers. And if you listen to any of my podcasts from, I would say, the one where I talk about the Fed decision, I think it was back in December, and I called it right. I called it and said that they were going to raise rates in March. But if you listen to the episode after that, or even in that same episode, I said that the Fed would more than likely come out randomly and hike rates like they did in 2020. They came out overnight and they dropped the rates. And I said that, so go back and listen to that. So I've been kind of accurate with my calls. And in this particular case, they're going to do the same thing. They're talking about having a meeting in March to do this, but I think they're going to come out within the next week or two because the CPI numbers came in at 7.5. They were thinking they were going to come out at 7.2, which was still very, very high. But the fact that it's accelerating at the rate in which it is, they have to do something right now because you always hear me say the economy has a lag. So if we're at 7.5 for the month of January, in February, we could have been at, I don't know, I'm thinking 8.1 or somewhere in there. And so then by the time March gets here or April gets here, we could be at 10. So you've heard me say this before. There was nothing in place back in December when I said all of this stuff. There was nothing in place then to stop what is happening. So with this lag, just understand that we could potentially have hyperinflation, because even if they did, you know, hike rates to, you know, 0.5 basis points, that's really not a lot. And then them doing it tomorrow, per se, is still not going to, you know, change the damage that's already been done. So the next numbers that come out for the month of March are going to be for February, and they're going to be high. So these things take a while to start pulling money out of the system. So we're in this. We're in this until at least the next 6 to 12 months. We're going to have the inflation the way it is because, I mean, there's nothing in place. So now we kind of have to deal with it. And so many people are worried about inflation. And if you go back, I believe in that same podcast, I talked about deflation. I think we're going to have deflation, which is extremely worse. You know what I mean? Inflation does suck, you know, going through it, but deflation is worse because that is going to throw us into a recession, which, again, you heard me say this before too. I think we've been in a recession. I don't think we ever came out. They keep saying that we had an economic recovery, but we did not. We just went back to almost to where we were before. So I guess you can call it a recovery, but they want to say that we've had the greatest economic boom in however many decades, which is not true. We just kind of almost made it back to where we were before 2020. And so to say that we're going to go into a recession, we've been in a recession. So it's going to be worse than that. It'll more than likely be a depression. And so when you have deflation, that's what happens, right? Interest rate go up. The value of real debt increases, and we have $30 trillion worth of debt, and we have more unemployment. It's just basically more difficult to do anything. The prices will come down, which will be great, but we won't have anyone, you know, being able to work and produce more things. So if there's going to not be a need to have employees because people aren't buying as much. The cost of everything is going to be cheaper. So people are not going to have enough money to even pay people that, you know, if they need to staff up to, you know, for whatever reason, if they need to staff up, we're just not, the wages aren't going to be there. It's just going to be all bad. I mean, there's nothing good about deflation. And it's going to be even worse because we're coming off of inflation. So we went through a huge spike in prices with everything. And then we're going to just go through this, you know, huge spiral of deflation, which is probably going to lead to a depression. And you probably heard a couple economists saying, you know, this could be similar to the 1930s, which it's going to be worse than the 1930s, because back then we didn't have half as much debt as we have right now. So, you know, I think you guys should just go back and listen to, obviously, the last two podcasts that I did, not the one talking about real estate, and just see that, take a look at all the information that I shared, and most of it was before the Fed came out and had their meeting. And so you can kind of see what I said in there. But this is going to be bad, man. The cost of everything is skyrocketing, and we don't have enough people to, I guess I would say, supply chain issues is what they're saying, the cause of this, which is clearly not the case. Even when that levels out, prices are still going to be high. And like you've heard me reference before, if we were paying $25 for a burger, they're not going to change the price on that burger unless business just, you know, decreases substantially. And then they got to do sales and things like that to get people in the stores. So something might happen. But outside of that, electronics, housing, things like that, they're not going to go back to things, you know, the way they used to be, I would say, in 2021. So it's funny because I was looking at a property in Tampa. It was $195,000 in 2021. In that same area, a property, like, it was like two blocks over, not even two blocks over, I think it was two houses over, I mean. It was $335,000. I mean, that's ridiculous. And so I've been having this debate on, should I buy right now or should I wait? I was telling the agent, it would just be stupid on my part, because I understand what's going on, to even buy a property, even though I know people are buying, I know there's demand for it and things like that. But looking at a house that was $190,000 just a year ago, and for me to pay 47% more for that same house in that same neighborhood, just not even a whole year later, would just be stupid. So I'm trying to hang tight when it comes to investing in real estate. It is very hard because there is a demand in the markets that I want to get into. Like, for instance, Florida. I mean, Florida is going to be a hot spot for the next, you know, I don't know how many years. I missed the first boom because I have responsibilities that I had to take care of. So I had to stay on the West Coast a little bit longer. And I wanted to move to Miami. You guys might have heard me say that in a podcast a while back. I wanted to move to Miami before 2020 hit. And I saw what was going on. Real estate tech at that time was like the main thing going on in Miami. But just me being there and going to a couple of different conferences, I knew that this was going to be the next spot because the weather was good. It's on the beach. It just had a lot of benefits that San Francisco did not have, or New York and places like that. And it just made sense. You know what I mean? Just like Austin made sense, but then Austin's oversaturated now. Miami is the next spot. And now it's moving from Miami and it's moving to Tampa. So if you can look at real estate data, you'll see that there's a influx of people moving to the Central Florida area and to the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area, because that's the next spot. And so there's a, you know, quite a few hubs there. But anyway, looking at the data, it makes me want to buy because I understand that. But I also know there's probably going to be a correction coming, and a recession or depression, whatever it is, coming in the next couple months. For the past couple months, I've been saying that we're going to get really hit between April and June with whatever the economy has based on what's going on right now. So I think you guys should get liquid and be prepared for April and June. April through June is going to be a really hot time, especially for real estate. That's the hottest time for the buyers because the kids are out of school. They have more time to be able to allocate toward finding a property and things like that. But that's also going to be, if they hike rates in next week, per se, the market's going to tank. So I don't know if, like I said on previous podcasts, I think, you know, April will be a good time to buy stocks. That is looking more like the end of the month or the beginning of March will be more ideal for that. I think you guys should get as much liquid as possible, like I said before, to be able to get into these buying opportunities. If they do a hike on Monday out of nowhere, if you're liquid right now, it's going to be really hard for you. I'm sorry, if you're not liquid right now, it's going to be really hard for you to take advantage of when they do that rate hike, because the market's going to tank at least for, you know, 2 or 3 days after that. And so if your money is already in the market now, then you're going to obviously lose money. And if it's not, then great, right? You'll be primed for that. But if it's not, then be prepared for if they don't do it in the next week or 2 weeks, just know that it's coming before the meeting that was supposed to happen in the middle of March. So go ahead and get prepared for that. Don't sell everything, but maybe sell half so you'll have money to take advantage of the market. But back to it, I think you should at least get a liquid so you'll be able to buy into the real estate market in the summertime, because if there is a correction of 25%, 30%, depending on the market, that will allow you to go in and get properties and the values are going to come back. You know what I mean? You'll always hear me say there's a housing shortage. So all these prices should give you an indication of where the prices will eventually get back to. So if they are like the one I showed you, I like to stick with the same example so people can just, you know, it's easier for numbers. If you take this house that I did see in Tampa, that was 195 or 193, whatever it was, I know that it'll get back to 300,000 where it is right now, even if there is a correction of 25-30%. It's just a matter of when. So that's why I think you guys should, you know, get some money available. Even then, I mean, that's still more than I want to pay, because if it was 195 last year, it should have only went up, you know, 10 or 15%. So that's what the market average is right now in Florida. But if I got to pay 25 instead of 10 or 15, I'm fine with that. But paying 45, something that no one should be fine with. So get liquid for that. But the data that came out with the CPI numbers, the Fed thought that they could manipulate the numbers by changing what items they had in the basket. Because if you look at the last time they did CPI numbers, they used something else. I guess they figured that the numbers that they used from this time wouldn't be as bad as the ones from the previous, I guess, you know, options they chose to come up with the CPI numbers, and smacked them in the face because it was even worse. So if they're saying that the numbers are 7.5, the actual real number is more than likely 18 or 19%. So I really do think we're heading in the direction of hyperinflation, and that could last. That could last for 6 to 12 months, and then we're going to have a deflationary period for at least 3 to 5 years, in my opinion, because of how high our debt is. The deflation wouldn't have been bad if it was caused by a high boom in economic productivity, but that's not what this is coming from, because clearly we all know about the Great Resignation and how no one's working. So this is not that. This has just come from bad policies with the government, and they just overprinted money. And so now this new deflation that we're going to have is going to become enriched in the society, because it's also a lot more difficult to end, because we don't have the resources per se from having an overproductive economy to help with some of these deflationary issues that we're going to have. So with them increasing the wages, you know, I think it was 0.9% to keep up with inflation. If inflation is at 10%, 0.9 is nothing. So even when the deflation does hit us, there was not enough of a wage increase to make a difference in a sense.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally. or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs? People do. They know what I'm talking about. And now you can too with InvestFAR. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
I'm actually very concerned about the next 3 to 5 years. You know what I mean? This is kind of why I've also been saying, I think we should get out of the U.S. and get into other countries if you can, when the dollar is higher, because when the deflation kicks in, it's going to decrease the value of the dollar, which is going to, you know, basically decrease our purchasing power. So it's just going to make it difficult all the way around. If you live in the U.S. and you don't have some kind of stability in another country where your value of your money, which is the U.S. dollar, will still provide you a better life somewhere else. So if you were living in the U.S. and you were in a deflationary environment, but you also had ties to Latin America, in a sense, you could live very frugal in the U.S. And then if you wanted to do something, you know, really extravagant, you can just go, hey, I'm gonna go to Mexico or Colombia somewhere and just do it big, right? You can go out there and do all of those things that you can't do in the U.S. because of the prices or whatever's going on in the economy. So with the issue with deflation, it's going to lead to falling prices and it's going to lead to less consumer spending, which is going to be bad for the economy. And if we haven't been producing for almost the past 2 years now, what's going to turn it around? What's going to turn the U.S. economy into, you know, like people keep saying, we're the greatest, whatever they keep saying, you know what people say. I mean, this is going to lead to layoffs, salary reductions, falling prices of almost everything because there's no production. So, I mean, this could be it. This could be the end. And I'm not a doom and gloom type of person. I just try to use data for what I'm trying to give you guys. And I think this is it. I think this is the end. And like they always say, a fiat currency is only good for 100 years or so. And we're coming up on that as far as the dollar being the reserve currency. And even the great economies, like they don't last that long. And so we're running up on our time. We're actually maybe a year, 2 years outside of our window. And so we had a good run, but I think this is it. You know, and I'm not being doom and gloom, but just based on economic policies and what's transpired in the last 2 years, we could have had a longer run than we had. If you look back at 2018, the government did try to raise rates and the stock market had a taper tantrum. And the same thing happened in 2019. We were already heading toward a recession, right? It was already coming, but the pandemic it accelerated it. So I don't know, man. Sometimes I just sit and think like, do people really understand what is about to happen? And I don't think they do. And so I tried my best over the past couple podcasts to just get people prepared for what is coming. And if you listen to anything that I said, you know, in all the podcasts that I did over the past year, I kind of predicted this and I kind of told you guys what assets to get into. And do you see the stock market has fallen? It fell and it's being manipulated. So you'll have these days like recently where it was down 500 points, then it was down 300 and then it came back up and now it's down again today. They're just manipulating it to try to keep it alive because people know, you know what I mean? The people in the high places know that if this stock market goes the other direction, it is over. So they're trying to do whatever they can to prevent this from happening. But if you look all across the world, everyone is experiencing inflation. Japan, their highest ever. Europe, their highest ever. I mean, just look it up, man. Just go down the list. And so this is going to be a global thing. It's going to happen everywhere. And when the dollar was the strongest, that's why I kept saying, guys, go out there and do what you got to do. And I did. When the dollar was the strongest, I definitely wired some money over to Colombia, and because that's where I'm at all the time, to take advantage. And this deflationary thing is going to happen. It's, again, if it's 6 to 12 months from now, you guys still have time. This is not going to be something that happens overnight. But I just want you guys to, you know that it is coming. And be prepared, especially once they do this rate hike. That's going to just send this again. Everything's already been exasperated and the economy just has this lag. So what I think really did happen, there's a couple of theories out there where people said that they were intentionally trying to cause inflation to get rid of the debt, and which it could have been part of their plan, but it kind of backfired in essence that it they didn't think people were going to either make as much money as they did with cryptocurrencies or stock markets or real estate or whatever asset class that people were in, they made money on. Maybe they didn't think that through, and they didn't think all these people were going to quit their jobs, which was going to, you know, be worse in essence, because there was no more productivity, and that's not good for being able to tax people and things like that. So, it's just going to be harder for the government to pay back this debt. And that's why I think the spiral is going to be bad. Inflation would have been good because that $30 trillion would have got erased a lot quicker. But now that it's going in the opposite direction, that's why I'm concerned, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how they're going to get this money back to be able to pay this debt. I don't know. With higher interest rates, people aren't going to be able to stimulate the economy. Nobody's going to go out there and spend money. Like, these are all the things you need for an economy for it to grow. And we're doing the exact opposite of that in every single aspect. So I'm just like, man, I had to hop on here and do a podcast and just brain dump, just because after seeing the numbers from yesterday, I just sat down on my couch like, man, this is about to be bad. And so now you have so many economists all over the world saying we need to do something right now, because they understand how bad this is. You know what I mean? If you look at the inflation on a chart, it's going in a straight line vertical. It's going straight up. It didn't have a curve. It didn't have anything. The 10-year treasury yield is at two point something percent. It hasn't been over 1.9 in forever. That's how concerned people are. The people in the highest places are that concerned about inflation that they're, you know, going into bonds and it's shooting. They know that the Fed's going to rake. They know that the Feds are going to hike the rate. And so they know they're not going to be able to have the money to keep their businesses going. So that's why you see, if people don't understand, that's why you see these tech companies, they're getting smacked right now, because they know what's coming. People, investors know that once they raise these rates, the liquidity that is in the market that makes it easy for people to, you know, get all and borrow all this money is going to go away. If you look at Tesla has, they've never generated revenue. Amazon has never generated revenue. All of these major companies just get funded by people that borrow money and keep it going. So it's not like all these corporations have revenue coming in. They're just borrowing money, and they're just basing everything off the valuation of what a company could be long term. And so that's why that money's rotating out of these type of companies, and it's going into value, it's going into commodities, it's going to things like that that really have an actual value. So if you know that these companies are being propped up because of lending and they have the money to keep borrowing, and that stops, what's going to happen with the companies? The earnings are going to be bad. All of that stuff is going to be bad. So when investors know this, and that's why they're rotating into value stocks that are cheaper, commodities, which are going to go up, and things like that. So that's why the stock market swings. If you guys didn't understand why tech is getting killed and why commodities or gold and assets are going up, because they're real things that provide real value, and they're not based on the amount of money that a person can borrow to grow their business. And so most of the time, the value companies, they have good balance sheets. They generate a lot of revenue and things like that. So like, understanding economics will help you obviously be a better trader, because you know, okay, well, interest rates low, this company right here is going to go borrow $100 million. Their valuation is going to go up, or they're going to be able to do this or do that or do this. And you know the exact opposite of when they can't. So I'm telling you, man, this is going to be interesting. I'm excited because I've been waiting for this. I was waiting for 2020. I made a lot of money in 2020, and I've been waiting for this too. And so the book that I have coming out in March is called The Real Estate Investing Guide. You'll be able to get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all these different type of places. It's going to come out at the right time, because when there's deflation, it's obviously going to make it harder for people to pay back their debts because they don't have jobs and things like that. This is going to that book is ideal. It's ideal in any economic environment, but it's very ideal for when there is a hard time in the economy, because it specifically targets the type of marketing you should do to someone who's in distress. And when we're in the environment that's coming, there's going to be a lot of people in distress, especially considering the amount of people that quit. And I guess they thought that this euphoric rise and everything was going to continue, but nothing goes up in a straight line. And so that's kind of where we're at. So I'm happy about that, because it, with everything that you do, I mean, I think time is everything. It's like preparation meets opportunity, and then timing comes in and you're ready for it. So I think I'm happy that this is going to come out at the right time, you know, and people that get the book are going to be able to make a lot of money. So I'm excited about that. But on the other side of that, the people that are not going to be on the positive end of this, I mean, there's 333 million people in the U.S. And I mean, not all of them are going to be in a good position. It's going to probably be more bad than it is good. So I think that's kind of why I'm more concerned, and I'm paying attention now more than ever so I can learn how to move. And I'll probably do, this is going to be a short podcast, so I'll probably end up doing some more short ones just to, you know, hop on and say some stuff. If I'm really choppy with my words today, it's because I am tired, man. I've only slept 4 hours in the past 2 days, so I'm kind of tired, but I want to get on here and talk about what's more than likely going to happen. And with the CPI numbers in that, people are more concerned about inflation and they should be more concerned about deflation. So keep that in mind, guys, when you're planning your investment strategy. Know that the inflation is probably going to last through, I would say, till maybe the middle of the year. Because if they hike rates in the next week or two, that might help the economy in 2 or 3 months from now. But we're already here. So when by the time they get to having a conversation about what's going on, that means it's already happened. But they're just letting you guys know, or the general public know, after the fact. You know, they don't want to spook you, but you should have been spooked, because anytime they're having a conversation with you about something that could happen, it's already happened. And they're trying to prepare you for, you know, or open your eyes to it, so you're not too shocked when you realize, I guess, in the week after they tell you. But anyway, all right, guys. Quick podcast, do your homework, do your research, go look up inflation, go look up deflation, and create a strategy around that. Just look at the CPI number, 7.5 is actually more like 18 or 19%. These are just my predictions on what I think will happen based on data. We will continue to see more and more inflation. It's not going anywhere. And we will see deflation. If it doesn't start at the end of the year, it'll start in the next year, and it will continue for at least 2 or 3 years. So you have time. If you take what I'm saying, and if you go back and look, like I said, go back and look at all the podcasts that I said early in this one. And I would go back and look at least the last 5 or 6, you know, because I tried to drop some jewels in there. But if you go back and see what I said, it's happening right now. It should help you plan your strategy. But anyway, I did a quick rant. Do your homework, and I guess I'll see you guys on the next podcast. Take care.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.